And so it seems that going the most unnatural way is the most beneficial for the modern state. The strongest form of civic disobedience is, in fact, the very obedience to our own nature. And if before it was land and liberty to lack for the most, now it's either land but not liberty, or liberty but not land. And in being literal, we will never win, but only appreciating the transitions that are offered to us. And what we make distant in space becomes also distant in time, and vice versa. And while either the mountain or the sea is independent in its own way, anything in between it's dependent by them. And any truly socially healing politics cannot be but unpopular. And in the end, everyone is forced to support the state of slavery in which he or she got into and cannot escape. And if before education puts us out from a certain state of wilderness, it now puts us back in some sort of green social housing. And the main question is whether the science that up to now has developed ways to cheat nature will be able to heal the catastrophic consequences of such cheating. And no one is antisocial by nature, but becomes after being unable to integrate in society. And we become stoics in our non-compliance with any form of power or anything leading to it. And it is in order to control the multitude that society has created some pseudo cages where to confine us. And the more automated becomes a system, the more ready the agent within get for a revolution. And only in the struggle there is life, and without it all is dead. And mutualism is an obsolete idea that would have been applicable in a farmer society far from becoming bourgeoisies. And in order not to crumble, the foundation of all our knowledge should be our very self. And once the faith to our driving ideal is removed, we are at sea. And what is most challenging is to keep our wild spirit in a most bourgeois environment. And only anarchy seems to be the catharsis that could resolve all of contemporary problems. And the fact is that the more we strive for one ideology, the more a counter-ideology sets in place. And any opposition sounds way too great, other than we can be sure it's going to recreate what it opposes. And what in the end colonizes life and prevent its growth is but the establishment of bourgeois societies. And only when nature will surround us and not us her can she start to evolve again and write the comfort we find in cultivating our spirituality will put all conformists against us. And right, also our humanness is a resource we ought to take care of and never overexploit. And the bourgeoisie takes what is pure and gives back corrupted, and only the artist can invert this process. And let the infrastructure not become our soul, but only a temporary mean to exalt it. And having understood the drive of each person, we shall ponder whether to support them or not in it. And our victory is but a constant series of defeats we have been able to endure. And only by appropriating ourselves of the macabre that is left behind, we can resurrect life on Earth. And any voluntary deregulation is a way for the more powerful to get even more powerful, while any involuntary deregulation is the way for the weaker one to gain some strength. And while routine in a natural environment is most gratifying, routine in an artificial one is most diminishing and can only lead to rebellion. And only setting our inner goals we can climb out of the stagnation that inevitably hit us. And the greatest discomfort is to live in a crowd whose only aim is to achieve all possible comforts. And to be smaller than nature is the only attitude that will guarantee our existence. And a good career is never to be wished, as it can only lead to dissolution. And luxury is indeed slavery, in that is the biggest receptacle of dirt, and not to be constantly cleaned. And the wisdom can never be assessed unless we are wise enough to relate to whom we are assessing. And the only humans who are worth relating on are those who have opted not to submit to any form of power. There is nothing really we can control but the love we can dedicate to the spiritual garden within us. And those who love life enjoy what is real and gets affected by it, and those who hate it enjoy what is fake and stainless. And if previously a work could have been the last and all our existence went into it, now it is only one of many and the result is most brutal. And our nature can only grow along the social allocation we are forced to have, but never within it. And everywhere it is regulated from above, we get lost, and everywhere it is regulated from below, we find the way. And while our head ought to be covered at times, the more we seal it, the more we are unable to relate to truth. And sense can only be made with those who are able to root themselves prior to the rise of power structure. And we constantly obsess about containers, but as far as filling them up, no one worries to do it. There is nothing that provokes more scandal than being honest with one's own self. And it is in the transition that learning is made, and therefore it is essential not to be placed in a container to do that. And educating is not about being educated, but go against all form of education, so much a waste of natural resources. And our pleasures ought to be confined into our own body so as not to turn into vices of the spirit. And if a human gets liberated by its natural duties, such duties are either not taken care of or have to get on someone else's shoulders. And the love for nature can only be stimulated, yet it ought to rise of its own accord. And depression is but the forgetfulness of breathing the reality all around us. It isn't always about control, but it can be an effort to select what can be really of human meaning. And we wouldn't stand up for the radicalism we have embraced during our youth, and yet that was the most sincere voice of truth. And we can perfectly comply to our social role and be very diligent to the point that more people will be enslaved under us. And in all our passions we'll be always mistaken for stupids, and yet in our passion for virtue it is our overintelligence to be mistaken for stupidity. And it is important to strive for a goal, but not necessarily obtain it right away.